USA News. I'm Jerry Varnish. President Biden is confirming that a bipartisan debt ceiling agreement has been reached.
President Biden delivered remarks from the White House.
Good news. We've got a disfocus, Speaker McCarthy, and we've reached a bipartisan budget agreement. Now we're ready to move to the full Congress.
Biden said House Speaker Kevin McCarthy negotiated in good faith. Biden said the deal keeps the catastrophic threat of default off the table and protects our hard-earned and historic economic recovery. I'm Dave Collins.
Speaker Kevin McCarthy released the 99-page legislation that will get voted on Wednesday. Senator Lindsey Graham is calling the defense budget a, quote, joke in the debt ceiling agreement that was reached Saturday night. The South Carolina Republican said he wants to raise the debt ceiling, but, quote, not cripple the military's ability to defend the nation. On the other side of the aisle, Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer is warning his colleagues the effort to pass a debt limit deal may go down to the wire in the Senate. The New York Democrat said the chamber may stay in session right up until the June 5th deadline because conservatives are threatening to delay votes. New Hampshire Governor Chris Sununu will decide in the next couple of weeks if he's going to join the 2024 GOP presidential race.
I just want what's best for the party. It doesn't have to be the Chris Sununu show all the time.
Sununu on CNN's State of the Union said he has the money and the support, quote, lined up. Russia launched a drone attack barrage on Kyiv as Ukraine's capital prepared to celebrate the anniversary of the city's founding. Ukraine's Air Force said that it shot down 52 out of the 54 drones. Amid the rise of AI technology, the CEO of Microsoft, Brad Smith, didn't say whether or not he agrees with the call for a six-month pause, but told CBS he does acknowledge that AI needs to be, quote, under human control to keep it safe. This is USA News.
I've got a unique vacation idea for you that's right here in the United States. If you're ready for a vacation that's fun and downright affordable, listen up. It's driving distance for many of you, so no planes, no airline delays, no hassles. It's Branson, Missouri, the entertainment capital of the Midwest. Live music for everyone. Branson has three beautiful, enormous lakes, water attractions, live shows, great food, and tons of entertainment. It's a perfect vacation for you and your family, or if you're retired and you want to have a great time. And you can stay in Branson for as low as $99 a night. Please understand, this is not a timeshare offer. It's a real vacation for as little as $99 a night. We've got a free vacation guide we want to send you right now. All you have to do is call for complete details. Get your free Branson, Missouri guide right now by calling this number.
800-399-4215. 800-399-4215. 800-399-4215. That's 800-399-4215.
Another Republican could be joining the list of candidates running for the White House.
North Dakota Governor Doug Burgum is reportedly planning to launch a presidential bid. The 66-year-old is in his second term in office. A major announcement is planned next week in Fargo. Burgum expressed concern about the country's political polarization during a recent interview, saying 60% of Americans are part of what he called the silent majority that is not well represented. He joined the list of a half dozen Republicans who have declared their candidacy, including three other former or current state governors. I'm Jeremy Scott.
Opening day at the French Open was a rough one for Americans. Sebastian Korda was the lone winner. On the women's side, Jessica Pegula rolled past fellow American Danielle Collins in straight sets at the red clay. Joseph Newgarden is celebrating his first career victory at the Indianapolis 500. Newgarden had been 0-for-11 at the Brickyard. The 32-year-old is the first American to win at Indy since Alexander Rossi in 2016. An actor best known for his role in the 1960s TV series Route 66 has died. The Hollywood Reporter says George Maharis passed away Wednesday at his Beverly Hills home after contracting hepatitis. He was 94. A Memorial Day ceremony will be held Monday at the Ronald Reagan Presidential Library and Museum in Simi Valley. The Tiger Squadron will perform a flyover. The free event will be held by the library's Gold Star Family Memorial. I'm Jerry Barmash, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.